The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. Two recent books by innovation scholars focus on different aspects of innovation within and outside the organization. The Inside and Outside View of Innovation, written by Alden M. Hayashi, excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Book Reviews. How can companies ensure that a promising initiative receives the necessary resources when the core business dominates the organization? And why do so many brilliant inventions fail, while other seemingly mediocre offerings succeed? Such fundamental questions are addressed in two recent books by innovation scholars, Unrelenting Innovation, How to Build a Culture for Market Dominance, by Gerard J. Tellis, San Francisco, California, Josie Boss, 2013, and The Wide Lens, A New Strategy for Innovation, by Ron Adner, New York, Portfolio Penguin, 2012. The two books make an interesting pairing. The first concentrates on a company's internal workings, while the latter focuses on its external environment. In Unrelenting Innovation, Tellis asserts that the single most important driver of innovation in any organization is its culture, and he cites three organizational traits important for innovation: a willingness to cannibalize existing products, a risk-taking attitude, and the ability to focus on the future. Those traits, he contends, are especially difficult to maintain in successful companies because of various human tendencies and biases. In particular, Tellis notes, many companies have a hard time commercializing radical innovations because these would hurt the company's existing products. To counter such tendencies, Tellis offers three important practices: providing the right incentives, fostering internal markets, and empowering innovation champions within the organization. Tellis's framework for innovation is simple in theory. Three essential traits of a culture of innovation and three practices to nurture those traits. Companies that get that right will become factories of innovation, and those that don't will founder. According to Unrelenting Innovation, blockbuster products like the iPod, iPhone, and iPad are the ultimate success of organizations with innovative cultures, while failures like General Motors' electric car EV1 are the results of major shortcomings in that area. But in The Wide Lens, author Ron Adner, who is a professor of strategy at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, views those same examples from a completely different standpoint, that of innovation ecosystems. The overarching theme of The Wide Lens is that many products do not succeed or fail by themselves. Instead, their fates are ultimately determined by the support they receive from external parties. The light bulb on its own, writes Adner, was a miraculous invention, but needed the development of the electric power network to turn it into a profitable innovation. Because external support is crucial, executives need a very broad perspective, the wide lens in the book title, to ensure that their innovations become commercial successes. Adner is able to deconstruct a company's external environment to look specifically at two types of important parties: those needed to develop complementary products or services, co-innovation, and those needed to adopt an innovation before the end customer can fully appreciate its value, the adoption chain. This segment was excerpted from The Inside and Outside View of Innovation, written by Alden M. Hayashi, which appeared in the spring 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.